What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura live from Berea for day two of the Browns Huddle Training Camp Edition. I'll tell you what, if you're a fan of offensive football, the passing game, I hope you were here today. If you weren't, we're going to show you plenty of highlights. Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel both had very good days. Josh McCown in particular, very sharp against this first team defense. They had a lot of success in these third down drills. Big passes to Taylor Gabriel, a bomb to Dwayne Bowe. He had a big 50-yard run as well. He looked to be in complete command, and the ball wasn't hitting the ground. I don't recall seeing a day like this, quite frankly, in Berea in a long time. One of the great days for this offense and this passing attack. They have a lot of confidence. Talking to a lot of the guys as they came off the field, they were feeling very good about things, especially one young receiver, Taylor Gabriel, who's been a star of the offseason. He continued that today, and I caught up with them right after practice.
I just feel like the key was just preparation. We went in yesterday and grinded out in the film and just correcting the little things, man. I feel like it showed out here today. And last year, I didn't know if I was going to be here. I didn't know what was going on. I was a rookie. I was doing a whole bunch of things. But now I feel like a lot confident and I can focus more on football. I just want to come out here and do my job, man. Every day, just do my job. And I just want to build that confidence with them to put me out there and know that I'll make a big play.
It was good to see Gabriel continue to take steps, and he's working against some good corners. He was telling me, Tremont Williams, he makes me bring a lot of extra sauce to get open, but Gabriel was able to do just that. He's working a lot with the first team right now. When they go three wide receivers, you're seeing Dwayne Bowe, Taylor Gabriel, Hawk in the slot. So that gives you speed on the outside. It gives you a big possession receiver in Bowe, who had a nice catch, as I talked about earlier, a big bomb over. Perfect throw from Josh McCown, who was really laser sharp today. Johnny Manziel also looked very good, going through his progressions, decisive with the football, quick to get rid of it. If this passing game can pick up where it left off today, once they get pads on, this is going to be a very good thing for the Browns. I know they have a lot of confidence. I'll tell you what, you know you've done something when you can get Dante Whitner to walk over to the receiver and say, I hope you enjoyed that. Oh, you're feeling good. You got some confidence. Wait till the pads come on. Well, the pads will come on tomorrow here in Berea. The big story, though, the passing game looking very good. Josh McCown in particular, incredibly sharp. We'll have you covered with all the latest on your Browns over the weekend, whatever you need. ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Live from Berea, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching the Browns Huddle.